Let's head to the KRDO Newsline here at 5:37. We're joined by Washington correspondent Jonathan Decker. John Decker, thank you for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News. Of course, the new Supreme Court term set to begin today. And what are some things that we should be looking for when it comes to this new court session?
Well, this is a new court session with a new justice, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. She has been sworn in as the newest justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. And the court will decide a number of cases in this new term on a range of major issues. What are those issues? Affirmative action. This involves cases from Harvard and the University of North Carolina. The court could end consideration of race in college admissions. And as you may recall, the high court has been asked repeatedly over the past 20 years to end affirmative action in higher education. But in previous cases from both the University of Michigan and the University of Texas, the court reaffirmed the validity of considering race as it relates to college admissions. So we'll have to see what this conservative 6-3 majority court, how they view this particular case. Also, cases involving voting rights, the rights of LGBTQ people. And in addition to that, the justices will add more cases to their docket in the coming months.
John, this has been an interesting off time for the Supreme Court where you got public statements from, for instance, Justice Scalia talking about being very defensive against their work on the Supreme Court. Do you get the sense that this is...
Well, I think you might be referring to the Chief Justice. Justice Scalia passed away a number of years ago.
Oh, excuse me.
You're right. You know, on both the left and the right, and as it relates to the U.S. Supreme Court, it seems to be a very divided court, and I think the court is very concerned about it being viewed as a political institution. That is the way more and more Americans view the Supreme Court. In fact, that's the way more and more Americans view federal judges. You know, when we hear decisions by federal judges, one of the first questions people ask is, was that judge named to the bench by Trump or Obama or Bush or Clinton? That has, you know, sort of worked its way into the conversation.
You're right. Thank you for the correction, and thank you for
Don't
that
worry.
Elucidation. Thank you. All right, Jonathan Decker, we appreciate it.